graphene is a biosensor. It means it can receive and transmit. So there's no shedding here. When someone's been poisoned with graphene, they become a human cell tower. And they're receiving radiation and emitting radiation, which affects everyone else around them. Radiation poisoning in combination with graphene oxide causes cellular disruption, disorganization, and death. And the waste products of that lower the pH to a point where the body has to activate. And it's called the clotting cascade. And the clotting cascade that's taking place is to try to prevent internal bleeding from the damage of this declining pH caused by the radiation and amplified by the graphene oxide. So simply, when we understand that the flu is not a disease and it's not viral-centered, the flu is a symptom of detoxification of increasing body temperature to remove acidic waste products in order to maintain the alkaline design of the human body field, the biofield. If it doesn't, then you die. And this is what's happening to people. Their cells are breaking down because they've been impregnated with graphene oxide through inoculation, through graphene oxide is now being put in the air, in the food, in the water. I mean, and now, of course, you know, make it even things worse, is injected. And then when radiation is present there, it amplifies this thing, which then leads to cell membrane deterioration, what is called the corona effect. And then a higher valence of that is called the spike protein effect. So red blood cells should be swimming in their own fluid. That's called vascular fluid. And the red blood cells should be even in color, even in shape, even in size. You right. See how nice these red blood cells look?
Yes.
Now look what happens when they're exposed to graphene oxide and radiation. This is a reduced graphene oxide cluster. I call it a cluster bomb. And look what the blood is doing around it. It's clotting. That's what this does. Reduced graphene oxide in combination with 4G and 5G, pulsating at 2.4 gigahertz and up, causes cells to reverse their polarity, start clotting together, and they're attracted to this graphene. So they form clots. Now, if you know a little bit about the pulmonary system, red blood cells have to go in single file to get to the lungs to drop off their waste products, lactic acid, carbon dioxide, whatever it is. And they have to go in single file. They can't go in to drop off and pick up oxygen if they're all clotted together. This is what causes oxygen deprivation. These are red blood cells. See these red blood cells?
Yes.
Now look at them. It's like somebody... They're like giant red blood cells that have crystallized by the fact they've been crystallized with chemical and radiation poisoning. And off to the left here is ferric oxide. So these are the cells, and you can see all the graphene oxide around this.
Yes. I mean,
it looks like a war zone. And this is why people are getting sick. And it can be a delayed reaction depending on what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're breathing, what they're thinking. I mean, you can be exposed to this by aerosol. You can get it on the swabs, graphene in the swabs when they're doing the PCR testing. You can drink it in water. I'm not going to name the waters, but you'd be shocked if I started naming the waters that this stuff is found in. They're common brands, even the ones that you think, well, wait a minute, that comes from Italy or that comes from France. And you're going, wait a minute, what is graphene doing inside these waters?
Skyrocketing cancer rate. We know why this cancer rate is skyrocketing, but nonetheless, here's this article from Natural News. It says cancer rates are exploding across America, and the CDC is covering up the deadly truth. One of the biggest frauds was allowing mRNA genetic materials to be legally defined as vaccines. Yes, that is certainly part of the problem that we are facing today. There is no going back on the fact that countless people have injected themselves with poison, 163% increase in death year over year. So we're going to go into this a little bit because, of course, we have reported in the past about the fact that, for example, the government has, in their own report, said that COVID vaccination is causing cancer at an unprecedented rate. And as we've also reported in the past, that as a matter of fact, and this was out of the expose, and they did an amazing job of summing all this up, was that the U.S. government data confirms a 143,233 percent increase in cancer cases due to COVID vaccination. That is versus other vaccines. And the other vaccines are already causing a heightened amount of cancer. So that in a nutshell by itself is absolutely insane.
What do you reckon? You look like you agree. You sort of tell. The long hair, dreadlocks. All the hippies know what's going on. What do you reckon?
100%.
100%?
I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
I will not get a vaccine.
What do you reckon?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm on your side, mate.
Why are you on my side?
It's not real.
It's about government control.
Exactly.
What do you reckon?
Could have been more, mate.
Could have been more. Why is that? Why is that? What do you reckon? You reckon it's a scam?
Yeah.
Why do you reckon it's a scam? What do you girls reckon?
Oh, fully on your...
Fully in my camp.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, you agree?
No, I'm actually agreeing with you.
Yeah?
She's on your side.
Yes.
What about 9/11?
Oh, an inside job, bro. Definitely an inside job, babe. I don't know about the Titanic.
I'll come and talk to you when I get back.
Okay.
I agree with you, man. Carry on.
What did you say?
I'm so with you on that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Two thumbs up like that.
What do you reckon? Yeah. What do you reckon?
Hey, you it's not me, bro.
We could talk for hours.
Amen, brother. What do you reckon?
Fair point.
Fair point.
Yeah, are you going to challenge him?
No, he agrees.
We have...
What do you reckon? Yeah. The government.
You don't buy old age, do you?
No influenza. No pneumonia anymore. It's all COVID.
You're actually right, man. I've actually got the flu.
You're curing the flu, man.
Yeah. You agree?
Don't believe the lie that hearing the voice of God is difficult. Here's how. If you're a born-again believer, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit with confidence and clarity. In fact, you're already hearing Him. It's just a matter of recognizing Him. Number one, know the Word. The Word is His primary way of speaking. If you're serious about hearing God, you'll be serious about reading the Word. Number two, silence. By removing outer distractions, you can more effectively listen for His inner voice. Number three, obedience. Disobedience creates chaos that makes it difficult to hear God. Obey what you know for sure God has said through His Word, and you'll become someone who can more clearly hear His voice.
This archaeological discovery is going to blow your brains out. The Bible says that Noah's Ark, after the flood, came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. And where was this large boat-like imprint found? On the mountains of Ararat. But this next fact will leave every atheist speechless. God told Noah to build the Ark 300 cubits long. That's 515 feet. And when archaeologist Ron White and his team turned up and measured this large boat-like feature, how long do you think it was? You guessed it, 515 feet.
When I come to a person, if God has assigned me to go to a person, and I touch them, and I lay hands on them, what they feel is a divine rest. And if they allow themselves to enter into that divine rest as Jesus commanded, then in that stillness, and in that quiet, and in that non-resistant state, the Holy Spirit can start going in and doing in 10 minutes what you couldn't do in 10 years. So receive it. Receive divine rest.
Is he there how it shows up?
Right.
The initial scans were very impressive, showing internal structure consistent with bulkheads and rooms. But to be sure they were interpreting the data correctly, Ron took the scan printouts to Geophysical Survey Systems, the developer and manufacturer of the radar.
This data does not represent natural geology. It's a man-made structure. These reflections are occurring very periodic, too periodic to be random natural type interface.
There was no longer any doubt that this was the remains of something man-made. In late 1986, the Turks announced their decision. The ceremony was set for June 1987. During that ceremony, the governor asked Ron to demonstrate the radar on site for the journalists and military officials. When Ron showed them a readout that he said looked like an intact timber, the governor then instructed a soldier to dig right there. What emerged was this petrified section of fossilized hand-wrought timber. Sectioning showed it to be laminated wood, 5 layers of timber glued together with pitch, clearly visible oozing from the end. This fossilized specimen shows that rivets were used in its construction. Their analysis showed that they contained iron, titanium, and aluminum, among other things, very sophisticated alloys that would be resistant to water. Specimens falling out from the lower end of the ship, identified as slag by an expert in metallurgy, indicated to Ron that NOAA filled the hull with slag material from his metal production of the fittings used to build the Ark. More complete radar scans revealed a ship, although damaged and collapsed in places, a very intelligent, modern design with a ramp system at the door which led to each level.
Our last clip of the day comes from the YouTube channel Kisa Keher Dupan. It's some home security footage of a boy playing some video games when suddenly things turn a little strange. Take a look.
Mom?
Watching that again, 2 doors open on either side of the room. The boy notices them, but doesn't pay them too much attention. Then suddenly, it's as though something grabs the boy's chair and pulls him backwards.
Mom! Mom! Mom!
He screams for his mum and runs from the room. Most viewers have been creeped out by this footage, saying that the boy's reaction feels quite genuine.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
So what do you think? Could this boy really have been attacked by some kind of paranormal force? Watch the clip again and judge for yourself.
Was Michael Hutchins, the singer of INXS, keeping the secret of the biblical world? About secret societies, about how fame, fortune, and success work in this fallen world? Besides keeping the vow of silence, he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. And Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders is also hiding her hand in her coat, the way a Freemason would do. This is reality. The world is biblical. If people deny that, they're in denial of the truth. It's bad news about the sold-out world, but it's good news of Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection, according to the scriptures, is the only way for salvation, forgiveness of sins, to get to heaven, to take part in the promises of God, which are great. God bless you, everyone.
That's fire going into you. That's fire, 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 burning, fire, 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 burning, fire. What do you feel happening?
Just a big light. Just...
I had T3, and now I want to put the... They're going to sell it back, but I want the Lord to put it back in my head, bowels.
Well, you know, the Lord uses doctors, you know, like the Good Samaritan, the man was sent to the inn where he recovered, you know. So, you know, like one of the things I've learned is that God does use doctors. So, you know, I'm not saying you want to join it now. I'm just saying he does use doctors, you know.
So far, they've done good so far. Just what I thought. Well, get the Lord to put it back together. I believe it. So, why not? Nothing's impossible.
It's a power of God. Power of God on your abdomen. Power of God on your abdomen. That's the Lord joining it, joining it, joining it, joining it, joining it in Jesus' mighty name. That's the Lord joining it, joining it. What does that feel like?
I feel a heat, almost sweating. Just around here in my head.
That's the Holy Spirit. I believe he's joined it. It's power of God going through you. Power of God going through you. Command all sickness come out. Come out. Whoever it is, come out. Come out. Come out. Look at me. See, when you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, there's blessing. The Lord wants your heart to be yielded to him in repentance, a humble heart. Instead of doing what seems right to you, there is a way that seems right to a man, but it only leads to death. What seems right to you may not have any blessing on it. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. Where's the pain?
Left ankle, left knee, right knee, middle back, middle neck, thumbs.
And who's this?
My wife. My magnificent wife. She's an angel. Yeah, definitely an angel.
I'll just take him for a moment, all right? Jesus will take him for a moment, transform his life. That's all the sickness coming out of you. That's all the pain coming out of you. Sickness and pain coming out of you. Sickness and pain coming out of you. So what's the problem?
Very disconnected.
very disconnected.
He suffers from a cold heart.
Yeah.
No affection.
Yeah.
Like emotionally shut down.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I see him like a fridge, freezer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see fire in the fridge. I see fire in the fridge. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fire in the fridge. Thank you, Lord. You reunite this marriage in a fire of love. Fire of love. Fire of love. Fire of love. In Jesus' name. Everyone say, I prophesy a fire of love. Amen.
But I can't.